That is sponsored.
I praise God for you, sir. Your reasons at dinner have been sharp and sensitive. Pleasant without scurrility, witty without affection, audacious without impudence, learned without opinion, and strange without heresy. I did converse this quondam day with a companion of the king's, who is intitulate, nominated, or called Don Adriano de Armada.
No! No, the hominem tam quam te. His humor is lofty, his discourse peremptory, his tongue filed, his eye ambitious, his gait majestical, his general behavior very ridiculous and crassonical. He's too pink, too spruce, too affected, too odd, as it were, too peregrinate, that is.
A most singular and choice epithet.
Drawing out a thread of his verbosity, finer than the staple of his argument. I abhor such fanatical fantasies, such insociable and point-devised companions, such rackers of orthography, as to speak doubt fine when he should say doubt, or debt when he should pronounce debt, D-E-B-T, not D-E-T. He sleeps the calf. Cough. Half. Horse. Nebuah of a patour. Never. Ne, abbreviated ne. This is abominable, which he would call abominable. It is insinuated me of insane, ne intelligence dominant, to make frantic, lunatic.
Now, still, bony intelligence.
Bony. Bony for belly. Pretty and a little scratch, but will serve.
It is the Chris Vinnick.
Video.
Men of peace, well encountered.
Most military, sir. Salutation.
Sir, it is the king's most sweet pleasure and affection to congratulate the princess at her pavilion in the posteriors of this day, which the rude multitude call the afternoon.
The posterior of the day, most generous, sir, is liable, congruent, and measurable for the afternoon. The word is well chosen, culled, sweet, and apt. I do assure you, sir, I do assure.
Sir, the king is a noble gentleman, and my familiar, I do assure ye, very good friend. For what is inward between us, let it pass. But I must tell thee, it will please his grace by the world sometime to lean upon my poor shoulder and with his royal finger thus dally with my excrement, with my mustachio.
Huh?
But, sweetheart, let that pass. By the word, I recount no fable. Some certain special honors it pleaseth his greatness to impart to Armado, soldier, a man of travel that hath seen the world. But let that pass. The very all of all is, but, sweetheart, I do implore secrecy. The king would have me present the princess, sweet Chuck, with some delightful ostentation, or show, or pageant, or antique, or firework. Now, understanding that the curate and your sweet self are good at such eruptions and sudden breaking out of mirth, as it were, I have acquainted you to the end with all to crave your assistance.
They have been at a great feast of language and stolen the scraps.
Oh, they've lived long on the alms basket of words. I marvel thy master hath not eaten thee for a word.
Sir, you shall present before her the nine worthies. Sir Nathaniel, as concerning some entertainment of time, some show in the posterior of this day, to be rendered by our assistance, the king's command, this most gallant, illustrate, and learned gentleman, before the princess. I say none so fit as to present the nine worthies.
Where will you find men worthy enough to present them?
Joshua, yourself, myself, Alexander, this gallant gentleman, Judas Maccabeus, the swain, by reason of his great limb or joint, shall pass Pompey the Great, the page Hercules.
Pardon, sir, error. He is not quantity for that worthy's thumb. He is not big enough for the end of his club.
Shall I have audience, he shall present Hercules in minority. His enter-exit shall be strangling a snake. And I will have a prologue to their purpose.
An excellent device. Then if any of the audience hits, you may cry, "Well done, Hercules! Now thou crushest the snake."
For the rest of the worthies,
I will play three myself.
Thrice worthy gentlemen.
Shall I tell you a thing?
We attend.
We will have, if this fadge not, an antic. I beseech you, follow.
Dear Goodman Dull, thou hast said no word all this time.
Nor understood none, neither, sir.
Hello! We will employ thee.
I'll make one in a dance or so, or I will play on the tabor to the worthies and let them dance the hay.
Most dull, honest dull. To our sport! Away!